in the beginning of the third parak. We're going to send a short omit today. Okay, I don't know why, but somewhere I saw that, you know, I can't find anybody who says such a thing now. I remember in the past that the first word here is not Elu, but Ilu. Ilu Naros. But somebody can find somebody who says, I remember seeing it. In any case, everybody says Elu, so we'll say Elu. Elu Naros, Sheish Lehem Knas. Torah says that if a person rapes a woman, the Gemara is going to discuss how old that woman is, so he has to give 50 shkolim to the father, and he has to marry her if the father and she want, and he can never divorce her. If he is, we also have to pay her nezek and boshes and tsar and boshes, what's it called, because he damaged her. If he's mefate, he seduces her, so there's no tsar if he seduces her, she did it willingly, and he has to pay nezek to the father because he decreased her value, and he could marry her off and get money for it, and he has to pay her also 50 shkolin, and there's no chiyuv to marry her. Okay. What's this doing in Ksubas? There's all different pshat in why this is in Ksubas. I have a pasha to teretz because the Torah says kemishpat habonos, it says what's it called, kemoar habesulos. It refers to the amount that you give to the onus and mafuta, kemoar habesulos. We learn that a ksuba 50 shkolim from that. So the Maisa, the only problem is Rashi says that the Mishnah is specifically going on an onus. It says that by Mefata, by the seducer, not by onus. But it could be, since we learn onus from Mefata, and that's a drasha, so other rabbis, even more chaviv, the one that we learn from a drasha, but it's still the same thing as a ksuba, kemoar habesulos. So therefore, since the Torah refers to it, kemoar habesulos, so it's here. It has to do with ksubas. Okay.
If they get married and she wants a divorce, can
he divorce her? Yeah.
Can she
leave? Yeah. He can never divorce her against her will. She can't. He never divorce anybody. A woman can't divorce.
He can't get divorced, but if she wants a divorce,
yeah, then he can divorce. Okay, so Elu Naros Yesh Lehem Knas. These are the Naros that have a Knas. And the Gemara is going to ask, we'll see, regular Naros don't. We're talking about the exceptions. These are the ones that are exceptional that still have a Knas. Habal Mamzeris. The woman that he raped is a Mamzeris. So she's also to him Balav. The Al Hanesina. Hanesina, Sirashi, Elu Naros. Davke Naro Mishavi Yishtei Sarosh Atziti Boger. The Hem Shisha Chadoshim Shei Naris Labagris Avoktana Ubogeras Ein Lohem Knas. Rashi says the Mishnah holds, you see the Gemara, it's the different Tanoim, the Mishnah holds that only Naros. A Nara is a girl when 12 years old and she brings two pubic hairs until 6 months later she becomes a Bogeras. Those 6 months she's a Nara. If she's 6 months after her puberty, and in other words she's 12 and a half and older, then she's a bogeris. If she's less than 12, then she's what's it called, a ketana. So the Mishnah holds that a ketana and a bogeris don't have a knas. Only in those 6 months does she have that knas. Sheyesh lehem knas im onso adam. Now she learns it's specifically going on the case of onus, but it could be going on the fata too. No sin lovi a chamishim keset. He gives the father 50 shekel to deceive. The nosin ha'ish ha'shoche vima chamishim keset. Habala mamzeres bigmara parech avaksheres lo. The Gemara says these are the only women who have a knas, only people who are apostle. But regular, normal girls who are 12, between 12 and 12 and a half, don't have a knas. Umeshani psulos itzrich leshmi. No, the Gemara wanted to tell me special halachas of psulos, enochadami, a regular woman for sure has a knas. But even these have knas. Nesina, so a mamzeres is a woman who was born from Isser Kares or Isser Chiyuv Nisa, right? The Eishes Ish, the child's a mamzer, mamzeris. Also to marry, for a regular Jew, to marry a mamzeris. Okay. So she's Osir Balav. A Nesina is min ha-givonim, v'hi asura l'kal, the David gozer aleim. Kedabrim yavamos, the Hashem vayitnim Yoshua chot ve'etzim v'shoa ve'mayim. Kori lu Nesinim. They gave him over to be water carriers and woodcutters. They have a din of avodim. So Rashi learns, l'chora, it's only Osir mit Rabbanan. A Nesin is Osir mit Rabbanan. The Nesinim were the givonim. They were from the Shiva Soamim. They came and they claimed to have been from far away, and they accepted them, and they were Magayer, and then they found out that they were what's it called, they fooled them, so they didn't kill them, right, since they were Magayer then. So some learn, some Rishonim, most Rishonim learn that they're also Minatorah, and that the seven nations, even if they're Magayer, is just an Isra Vosus Chatinbon. You can't marry them. Even Begerusim. Rashi seems to learn, over here at least, that the seven nations are only also to marry if you, what's it called, if you don't convert them. But if they're converted, then you're allowed to marry them. Then there's no Isra of Losus Chatinbon. And the Isra is only Durabonon, David HaMelech, and Gemara is going to speak about what I think we'll learn in Yevamos, that if Yeshua already did it, Moshe already made it, what did David do? Right? So David continued on that Isser by the Givonim to make them like Avodim. And they're also with the Rabbanah to marry them. That's how Rashi learns. Some say that Tosus learns that what David and Yeshua did was only make them like Avodim, that they had to be subservient. But the fact that they're also, that was also Minatora. They're also to get married Minatora. Others say that, one second, the only Isser is to marry them Derech Chasnas. But the raping of them is an Osir Minatora. They're Osir Minatora, even Lo Derech Ishus, even not marrying, just living with them. That's another way we learn Rashi. Rashi also holds that marrying them is Osir, but Rashi's talking over here where they rape them. That's not an Isser Deoraisa, that's only an Isser Derabbanan, to live with them without marriage. Some learn that's only the men that are Osir Min HaTorah. But the women, we learn from Ammoni and Moavi, Sekal V'chomer, they're Mutter Min HaTorah, only Osir Min HaTorah. In any case, whatever it is, a Nesin is either Osir Min HaTorah, according to most Rishonim, or Osir Min HaRabbanan, according to what Rashi seems to say here. Yeah. No, they're not with that. They were Magayer. They were Magayer. Stop. That's Kusim. Fe'ala Kusis. Right, Kusim, right, Rashi says, Ala Kusis, Kesover Geri Arayase. The Yeshnam Balav Losis Chatinbon. Right, they never converted. They converted only on the outside because they were afraid of the lions that were decimating them. But they never had real Kavana to convert, and therefore they never were converts, and their Taka, they remain. Also, los eschating, but I mean, I want to marry a goy. Okay. Habo al hagi. Now, so those are people that are osir, and still there's a knas. And the Gemara doesn't discuss what the chiddush is. Okay. Habo al hagioris, v'al hashvuya, v'al hashivcha sheniftu, v'shenizgayru, v'shenishtachru, p'chusas mibo sholoshon v'yomechad. Any of these, a woman was megayer, less than 3 years old, so she can still be a basula. Because if she is Megayer after 3 years old, she's not considered a Basula anymore. And this only applies to a Nara Basula. She has to be a Basula to get the Knas. She wasn't a Basula, she doesn't get the Knas. So anybody who converted less than 3 years old, or she was captured by Goyim, but returned before her third birthday, or a Shivcha that was, what's it called, Nishtachra. She got set free before she was 3 years old. All those cases, there's knas. Habo al achoso, person rapes his sister. Chayiv koris. The alachos aviv, or his father's sister, his aunt, is also koris. The alachos imo, his maternal aunt. The alachos ishto, or his wife's sister. All of those are chayiv koris. Still, there's a knas. Yal Eishes Achiv, or his brother's wife. Now Rashi says talking where the brother divorced her, because if she's still a Basula and it's his brother's wife, she's Chayiv and Yibum, right? But that's not always the case. The Rishonim say a million different cases where it's not Shaykh Yibum, even if he doesn't divorce her. He's only his brother's wife, his brother from his mother's side. No Yibum. It's Eishes Achiv Shaloya Biolomo. Right? The brother was born after the other brother died. That's also no Yibum. Or the Eishes Achiv, he had children. No, he couldn't have had children from other wives. Not from this one. She's still a Basula. Also Potter from Yibum. So whenever the man had children from anybody, he had other wives, he had children, he's Potter from, there's no Yibum. So Mimela was, well, there's other cases of Eishes Achiv where there wouldn't be a Din Yibum, and there's still a Chiyuv Koresh. The Al Eishes Achiyoviv, or his father's brother's wife, right? The Al Hanida, or with Anida, was also Chiyuv Koresh. Yeshlem Knas, Afal Pisha Heim Bihi Koresh, even though they are Yerchayiv Koresh for the Bia, still Yerchayiv Knas. Ein Bohem Mrs. Bezdin, but still there's no Mrs. Bezdin. Had there been Mrs. Bezdin, then there is no Knas. Okay, Rashi. V'yava Shvuya, Yisraeli Shiniftes Pchusim Vashol Shonim to Becheskes Besulahi. If she, what's it called, was captured by Goyim, but released before she was 3 years old, she's still a Besula. Shafilu Nivelis B'Shivya Besuleh Cholzrim. Because less than 3 years old, even if she had Bia, the Besulim come back. V'al Eishes Achiv Sheniskat Shelo L'Achiv V'Girsha She'ein B'Misa L'Koris. His brother married her, never lived with her, because otherwise she wouldn't be a Besula, and he was Megarish her. So there's Chiyuv Koresh, but what's it called? No Misa. The Al Eishes Achiyoviv Shniskat Shelo V'Girsha, or his father's brother's wife also, that he married her and divorced her, never lived with her. Afal Pi Shehein Bihi Koresh Hari Ein Bohem Misas Beizdin the Koresh Lo Potter Le Min Atashlomim, and just being Chiyuv Koresh doesn't potter you from the Knas. That was what the Gemara is going to discuss Be'ikr. Okay. Now, Mara says, Hani Naros Psulos Islu Knas Ksheris Lo. Only Naros Psulos have a Knas? What about the regular, normal case? A guy rapes a normal, kosher woman. Right? Why do we mention her? Hachi Komer. Eilu Naros Psulos Sheshlem Knas. These, a Naro, what's a regular Naros of Knas, we don't have to mention. That the Torah says. The Mishnah, not to mention what the Torah says. But the Chiddush is that there are Naros who are Psulos, who you're not allowed to marry. And we'll see the Gemara says that's a havamina why there shouldn't be a knas, because you can't marry them. But since the Torah says, v'lo siya le'isha, right, the havamina is only where you can mekayim that halacha, that he can marry her. But if he can't marry her, then there's no knas. Kamash v'lah, no. Okay. So therefore, ba'al mamzeros, nasin v'alakusis, that's what the mission is. The mission is coming to tell me there are women who are apostle to you, and still you have to pay him a knas. Rashi, no. Nara in Ktanelo says Naros Mashma, that anyone who's not a Nara, she's older than a Nara, 12 years and older than 6 months, 12 and 6 months, or she's younger than a Nara, she's a Ktana, doesn't have a Knas. Mantana, who's the Tana who says only a Nara and not a Ktana or a Bogeris, right? Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Rav Meir he. That Tana is Rav Meir. Tanya Ktana mibas yom echad the ad shetovish teisarus yesh lemecher vein leknas. A ktana till she's 12 years old and brings 2 saros, and then she becomes a gedola. Her father could sell her as an ama evriya, so yesh lemecher. But if somebody rapes her, there's no knas. So this, so far, this braisa holds that what's it called, that a ktana doesn't have a knas. Okay, umishetovish teisarus the ad shetiboger yesh leknas. The ain lo mecher. If she's already a gedola, she brings 2 saros and she's 12 years old, father can't sell her anymore. Because the halacha is if he sold her before that and she brought 2 saros and became 12, she goes free. It's one of the ways that an amma ivriya goes free, when she becomes a gedola. So if she goes free, if he sold her before, he surely can't sell her after that. So therefore, a woman who, what's it called, who is older than 12 and brought 2 saros, or she's younger than 12, she doesn't, there's no knas, right? Give Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir says. So Reb Meir says that wherever there's mecher, then there's no knas. You could only sell a ketana, and there's no knas over there. Where there is mecher, where there is no mecher, where there is a knas, then there's no mecher. If she's already, what's it called, over 12, then there is no mecher. But if she's 12 and a half, then there's no knas either. Shehoyer Reb Meir Omer, kol mokum sheish mecher ain't knas, v'chol mokum sheish knas ain't mecher. V'chachomim omrim, ketana bibashol l'shon v'yom echo, v'yad shetibogar yesh lo knas. A ketana, legabe knas, there has to be a maisa bia. So less than 3 years old, there's no bia. So she has to be anywhere between 3 and 12 and 6 months. Whether she's a ketana or a nara, there's a knas. A bogeris, everybody holds, there's no knas. But till she's a bogeris, the chachamim holds as a knas from 3 years old and on. On the other hand, necher, you could sell her when she's 1 day old, as an am evri. So the 3 years old is only the gade knas. So ketana, my vashol shon yomechod avachi tibigar yesh la knas. Where it says only knas, mashma that they totally can't sell it. Knas in mecher lo, ema af knas. Numako mecher, even knas. Okay. So therefore, what's it called? We have a machlokas from Meir and the Rabbanan. Right? The Rabbanan hold that a ketana from 3 years old and on can have what's it called knas up until she finishes being a nara. And Reb Meir holds that a ketana doesn't have a knas, and a bogeris doesn't have a knas, only a nara in those 6 months. Rashi. Reb Meir, he could amaisi brisa lekameh. Yesh la mecher, yesh la via boschia lemocher lishvachos. A father has the right to sell her as an amo evriya as long as she's a ketana. Once she becomes a gedola, she becomes 12 or 2 saras, you don't more chance to sell her. They ain't la knas, and once she becomes a once she's a ketana, she doesn't have a knas. Shabo aleh ainu chayiv knas. Somebody rapes a ketana, even over 3, but under 12, there's no knas. The ain lo mecher kedetanya, but if she's already a gedol, then there's no more mecher. That when there is a knas, when she's a nara, yochol limkor adam es bitok she nara, right? Brisa says I might think you could sell your daughter when she's a nara, not only when she's a ketana. Amris kal v'chomer mechura kvar yotza achshav sheinu mechura einu din shvoti mokir. If when you sold her when she was a ketana, she goes out when she becomes a gedola, so koshken, you can't sell her when she's a gedola. If she sold, she goes out, surely you can't sell her to begin with. Mibas gimel shon v'yomechot shehiru yilabiyah. That halach of 3 years only v'gabi onis. V'gabi mecher, he could sell her even 1 day old. Mecher lo bitmiyah. Right, the Chachamim hold that there's only a knas by a ketana. You can't sell a ketana. That can't be. Torah says the fairest you can. Gemara says af knas makom mecher umishum knas noket bashalosh. That only legabe knas does it have. She has to be 3 years old. Aval mecher mi bas yom echod the ad shetovi shtei saris. But mecher, you can sell her from the 1 day old till she becomes a gedola.